Nicholas stared at the Overlord Dragon. He stared blankly into the face of timeless death, and no longer cared. His thoughts drifted away from the knot of anguish swelling up inside of him, wandering back to the Saturday morning long ago, to when he first saw the Crow. It seemed ages ago.
"You must come," said Christine. "You simply must, my dear. It's the most wonderful place. You meet such interesting people." I loved Christine, and felt in a queer, helpless way sorry for her. I believe that at the root of her there was a quiet, kind, ordinary human being. She had had one big love affair, beautifully worked out, with a married man. His wife was away, abroad for a time. Christine and this man sat for 2 months or so discussing the situation from all angles. In the end, when in the light of scientific humanism they had decided that an affair would be justified, they went to bed together. When the wife came back, they would explain they were intelligent people. Christine would give up the man, whose first duties, of course, lay with his wife and children. It would be a tableau beautifully illustrative of the virtues of enlightenment. The wife came back. The great confessional took place. Christine sat forward in her chair, her brows drawn together. The man stood before the fireplace, I think it was at Letchworth he lived, and explained lengthily. The wife poured tea and listened. When it was all over, she said, "I see, George. 2 lumps of sugar, isn't it, Christine?